Friends, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So a couple of years ago, I was at Synod Assembly, and there was a woman who I went to seminary with down in Southern California. It was a non-Lutheran seminary, and she happened to be at this Synod Assembly. And we're kind of like in the foyer area, and there's several of us standing around, and we're talking and chatting, and we're having this great time. And then I get a text from my wife. And so, you know, everybody's chatting, so I pull out my phone, and I get the text, and the message says that Cademan had 104 temperature. And immediately, I was like, oh. And the woman who I went to seminary with, she kind of saw the concerned look on my face, and I told her, and then she stopped the whole group. And she said, let's pray for Cademan right now. And she kind of told him what happened. And I really appreciated that. Paul says in his introduction, which we read this morning to the book of Romans, he says, for I am longing to see you so that I may share with you some spiritual gift to strengthen you, or rather, so that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. See, Paul writes that he wants to bring some gift to the Romans, and then he rightly says, no, so that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. Friends, you need people around you so that you can be encouraged in your faith. Have you ever been with someone and their very presence with you kind of sparks a little faith in your life, a little more trust in God? Well, that was that incident at Synod Assembly for me. In fact, since that day, I didn't really do it before, but when people come to me with issues, I will ask them immediately if I can pray for them and what's going on in their lives. There's a story of renowned preacher Robert Dale. He was walking one day in Birmingham, England. He was the pastor of a great big church there. He was having a bad day. He was under a dark cloud of gloom, and a woman came up to him and said, God bless you, Dr. Dale. If you could have known all the ways that you have made me feel at least 100 times. And that's all she said, and she walked off. And he wrote in his journal, the mist broke, the sunlight came, and I breathed the free air of the mountains of God. That we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. We read in our mission statement every Sunday. And we read our mission statement every Sunday, and I purposely put it right before the announcements. I don't know if people have made this connection yet. But I put the mission statement right before the announcements so that you can tie in what we do on a weekly basis with our mission statement so that they go hand in hand. So we say, let's see if we can say the first lines together. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church exists to reach out in Jesus' name and gather in deep community. Well, the word that we use in our mission statement, gather in deep community, that's fellowship. Now, fellowship has kind of been watered down. It's come to mean that like 15 to 30 minutes that we spend after church in coffee hour. But fellowship is more than that. It can start there, but it doesn't end there. Friends, fellowship is when we are in each other's lives. Fellowship is when I can express the deepest desires of my heart to another Christian and have them encourage or console. Fellowship is when we share the joys of new babies or promotions at work and birthdays and grandchildren and new love with each other. Fellowship is when you can tell somebody what's really going on in your life. You can share with another believer your pain and your struggle and your doubt. Fellowship happens when you ask the question, how are you doing? And you want the answer. Fellowship is when somebody's willing to answer, how are you, honestly. And then you can receive their answer with love and with compassion and with solidarity and be non-judgmental about it. When one person's faith is wavering, another encourages them through their doubt. When one person feels apathetic about God, another tells the story of how God is active in their lives. When one person is telling about their lack of prayer life or lack of their scripture reading or a lack of worship attendance, another stops in that moment and encourages them and prays for them that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote, "The physical presence of other Christians is a source of incomparable joy and strength for the believer. A physical sign of the gracious presence of the triune God. It is by a physical sign of the gracious presence of the triune God. How inexhaustible are the riches that open up for those who, by God's will, are privileged to live in daily fellowship with other Christians. Let him who has such a privilege thank God his knees and declare it's grace and nothing but grace that we are allowed to live in fellowship with other Christians." Friends, that's the church. That we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. See, the power of the gathered community is that our faith is held by all of us together. I don't need to hold it all on my own. You don't need to hold it all on your own. God is with us individually, but God is with us communally so that we can hold each other up. I've presided over a lot of funerals now with you all. And there's something that happens. When I go and spend time with you when your loved one dies, I come ready to cry with you, to pray with you, to console you, to sit with you in whatever you're feeling. And we do those things together. But every time I leave, my faith is encouraged by your faith. And that has been without exception. I come to give, and I leave having received, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. And this first weekend in September, our congregation, we're going to be bringing up the Bishop of El Salvador. And he's going to bring a small delegation with him. I am really, really proud of our sister parish relationship with El Salvador. We've done an excellent job as a community in being in solidarity with them on the last Sunday of the month of raising money for them through the noisy offering in taking in praying for them weekly and as well as all the other fundraisers we do. And our efforts, they have not gone unnoticed by them. The bishop has said that his faith, along with the faith in his congregation, has been enlivened by the things that we do. And we're bringing up the bishop in September so that our faith can be encouraged too. See, we're bringing him up so that we can hear from across the world that the message of Jesus is thriving in other places, including El Salvador. We're bringing him up because we need to hear about the faith of the Salvadorians, that it continues to thrive despite the turmoil that's going on in Central America. We're bringing up Bishop Gomez that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. Friends, we need each other. We can't do it on our own. God is here in the midst of our community. So friends, open up to one another. Share your stories of joy. Bring to each other your stories and your pain. Live deeply and interconnected with one another. Take the risk. Have courage. Be vulnerable. God is in that moment. God is already at work in your life. God is already at work in your neighbor's life. And you need each other to point out to each other where that is. That we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. Amen.